Hey everyone,
this episode is going to be a little different than usual because today's guest is someone who's returning to the show. It's a follow-up to the interview we did with artist Sarah Bauna, who first joined us all the way back in episode 13, which released in March of 2023. If you're new here, I'd actually recommend checking out another episode first, or at least listening to the original conversation with Sarah to get some context. But for everyone else, welcome back. I'm really excited here to share where Sarah's journey has taken her so far since last time we spoke. I first met Sarah online in 2022. We collaborated on a few digital exhibitions, and not long after, she became the 13th guest on the show. Back then, I was still pretty new to podcasting, and she was just beginning to find her footing as an artist, experimenting, building her audience, and trying to carve out her own place in the art world. It was this beautiful moment where both of us were still figuring things out. Since then, we've continued to collaborate, and earlier this year, we launched her very first solo exhibition on the Mired Israel website. That's a huge milestone for any artist. A solo show forces you to commit to a vision, to refine your voice, to meet deadlines, and to push yourself further than ever before. It's stressful, but it's also one of the best ways you can grow. When I first interviewed Sarah, I could already see something special in her work. She was passionate, honest, and deeply genuine. And I decided I wanted to do everything I could to help her art reach more people who would actually appreciate it. Now it's more than 2.5 years later. So much has changed for both of us. So in this episode, we're checking back in with Sarah, seeing how she has evolved as an artist and as a person, and on her journey to master her craft. I'm your host, Jacob Johnson, and this is the My Art is Real podcast, a narrative journey into the lives that shape art. Today's episode, episode 62, Sarah Bauna, part 2. It was 2023. It was the very beginning. So a lot has happened between then and now. You've grown a lot. Anything special has happened? How has the last 3 years been as far as your art is concerned? Or as far as just how have you been feeling over the past 3 years? Has it been a good 3 years? Has it been stressful? I know last time you were kind of stressed out about dealing with all the business side of things. So how's it all going?
Well, I'd say I feel very good about everything that happened in the last 3 years. And I'm not saying it has not been stressful, because it was, sometimes more than others, but in an acceptable way, a good kind of stress, because, you know, when things are moving, especially when they're moving fast, you feel like you have to absolutely keep up with everything. And, you know, everything's new. You have to learn so many things. So it's like, oh, whoa, okay, it's happening. And it's happening fast and you have to keep up, and that kind of stress. So it's good. I started working with a new gallery, the one in New Zealand. It was the first one in person for me. Like, I was used to work with you online. And that one was the first one that I have to physically ship the work to. I was very happy about it, because it's a different kind of feeling. Because, you know, I have to pack the work, to frame it. Sometimes I have to ship it. And it's always like a bit of emotional, especially to know that your work is physically in New Zealand, being watched by people. I would love to go there sometimes, because Vicky, the owner, is the sweetest human ever. Yeah, who wouldn't want to fly and travel to New Zealand? I mean, it's super. It would be super cool. Super expensive, but super cool.
So let's. I have some other questions about some of these other things you talked about, but let's talk about the solo show that we're doing, A Quiet Scream. Because I love, like I told you before, I love the concept behind it of standing up for yourself. Has that something, you know, obviously that's something you've dealt with. Is there anything that comes to mind when you think of that in your past, like standing up for yourself, maybe moments where you should have stood up for yourself?
Yes, absolutely. There are so many. I can't even remember them. But I know it's something I really struggle with even now. I mean, it's something that I'm definitely working on, because I get now that's something you do also to show up to yourself. I mean, it's not something you have to do because it's right that way and just like that. It's something you have to do because you heal some parts of yourself might be hurt from, I don't know, your childhood, your past, some relationships that went wrong. I don't know, something that you carry with you anyway. So standing up for yourself, it's really just about saying what you think in many, many situations, even the simplest one, the ones you don't think will matter. Like, okay, I can just say nothing about this and go on with my life. It doesn't matter. It always matters. Like, it's, I really think it's something tied to your true self. I mean, it's the most difficult thing ever to do, because I don't know if it's something that everyone feels, but for me, it's like learning to not mask what you think, what you feel. And to be honest, it has also a lot to do with being vulnerable, because it's not always, or at least for me, it's never something easy to do, because there's always like this stupid fear of being rejected, being abandoned. For me, it's really a lot about to be liked by everyone. This thing that we sometimes feel like, I just need to be liked by everyone. Like, it's impossible and it's useless. And it also has to do with the fear of making others uncomfortable, angry or sad or whatever. But it's really something we need to do. We need to do it to speak our truth. If you don't do that, you won't grow.
Has this always been something you've tried to do? Or is this something new where you've recently been like, you know what, I'm letting, you know, I don't speak my mind enough. I don't stand up for myself enough. I need to do better about that. Has it been something that's kind of grown over time?
Yes, it's definitely new, because you start to realize some big things when you're, I don't know, around 30 years old. I have before that, you are just literally bombarded, I don't know what other word to use, by life, because everything's new. You're trying so many things for the first time, and it's overwhelming. It's like you're so focused on just getting through them, all these new things, that it's difficult to find time to think about them, process them in a healthy way. You don't have those tools when you're young, I think. I didn't have them. And it really helped me to go to therapy, of course, and to journal. I have this habit now, which I'm really proud of, to every day write something down about my day. Not all of them matters, but, you know, I write them down just to be sure. And writing them down helps you to stay in the moment. And I realized that I don't speak up for myself enough. I mean, I really hate to make people uncomfortable, so I would rather keep my thoughts for me than to risk in hurting someone. It really doesn't help anyone, especially yourself, to constantly live in things and feel things and keeping them for yourself. You have to share them. You never know what happens when you share what you truly feel, what you truly think.
But has your art, since you've become, I guess, a full-time artist, and you paint, I mean, you draw a lot more, has that become a way for you to say how you feel sometimes, or get those feelings out without necessarily using words?
It didn't start that way, because it's something I consciously started doing, I guess, after 2 or 3 years into being a full-time artist. But now it definitely is, because I feel like it's helping me with that. Not all with that. I mean, when you consciously put some feelings, emotion, or concept in a drawing, especially in my case, I guess, because it really takes a long time to feel a sheet with a pen. So I really have to spend time, not all the time, because I frequently distract myself with something else, but most of the time I spend on that drawing, I'm also thinking about what I am trying to say with this drawing. So It's like a way to indulge in that feeling, in that sensation, in the emotions. And you have the time to think about it, to dig that, to stay in that sensation, to meditate on that in a way.
For this show, Sarah had to complete 5 new works, and many of them were on the larger end. Learning how to pace herself, to block out real studio time, and to not burn out along the way was one of the biggest challenges she had to face. How does it feel to be now, like, more often doing these bigger pieces with bigger animals? I know they take a lot more time. How does that feel?
It feels great because I really like digging some bigger pieces. Really satisfying. I have more space. I can move. I can add details if I feel like to. And I drew a lot of birds, especially during Wanningtober. So I guess where this is coming from. I won't say, though, that birds are my favorite subject. I really don't know specifically why, but I really prefer mammals, like foxes, like dogs. Oh, these last 2 years, I'm so much into dogs. It's something that, for me, it has to be something to do with anatomy. Like, there's something I'm really drawn to when it comes to animals where you can see the muscles, sometimes even the bones, because they are skinny. I don't know. It's something that fascinates me, and I find it really much more interesting to draw than fur or feathers. So I dropped that because I used to draw fur and feathers, and now I found a way to not have to draw fur, but I didn't found a way to not draw feathers. I probably will go back to that, but for now, like, I really enjoy doing these bigger pieces. I know it takes a lot more time to complete them, but as I'm learning to be more patient with seeing results, I can face more bigger pieces. I hope they'll keep growing in size.
How do you, I guess, get into the mindset of every day coming down, you know, going to work on the same piece and sticking with it? Even through all the, you know, the messy parts of it, how do you stick with it like that and not get discouraged?
That's a very great question. I mean, it's something I faced a lot of times in therapy. Even this last time when I had to prepare a lot of many pieces for an upcoming show, I have to say I find it very challenging because it requires me to really put all my attention into being focused. Like, the really hardest part was to not being distracted by everything I have around me, in my space, in my life. Like, I don't know, my hobbies, my friends, my family, everything that comes to mind, it's a potential distraction. So I had to really confine myself in my work studio, trying with all my being to stick with that, to stick with my drawings, to do that every day. But I also find a side that I wasn't ready for, and it's finding a routine. Like, when I have to do big pieces, usually I don't have close deadline because I avoided that, because I know it's really hard for me to stay that focused. The first time I faced that was with the solo show we did together, because I miscalculate the time I would need to complete them, and I had to rush at the end to finish them. We have to move the date. I know that was the first time I found myself having to say no to many things, to like forcing myself to stay sit and keep drawing. It was way harder with these last pieces I prepared, because they were condensed in, I did 8 pieces in 2 months. And that's something crazy, just to say it out loud, because I would never in 100 years thought I would be able to do that, really, because I really did nothing else than drawing for days and days and days. And I did it. I'm so proud of myself. And it's like a proof that I can do it.
This year has been a huge one for Sarah. Not only did she debut her first solo show with us at Myard Israel, she also opened her first physical solo exhibition at Antler Gallery in Portland, Oregon. And if you're listening now in October 2025, it's still on view, so if you're anywhere near Portland, you can go check it out in person. What's also even more insane is she got this show from winning a art contest. So it's kind of like a double win, recognition and an opportunity all at once. Well, when you got that show, the show you're about to do, how did that, when you got the news, how did it feel?
When I got the news, oh my God, I like completely forgot I participated in that contest. So I was walking my dog with my mom and I was having a bad week. I don't even remember why. Probably because I was being too still. And I went home. I remember it was, I don't know, but it was not a working day because I remember that I checked my email just to do that because it's a habit, because it's something I like, my fingers do it without me even realizing that. So I was just, I just came home. I opened the mail and I see this email and I literally had to sit down on the floor and I started crying like a baby. My mom was so worried. So I rushed saying her, no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And then I had to wait for myself to calm down to explain what happened. It was beautiful. And my mom was happier than me. It was with me in that moment. So I'm happy that I had someone near me because, you know, it's always nice to share these things.
It's, you know, you talking about that, it is like so much is happening this year, you know, like from our show to this show to the Beautiful Bazaar Art Prize finalist to all of these things. And it feels like it's all happening right now, but really it's been happening. It's all started because you started 5 years ago, you know? Like it's been you kind of built the foundation and now it's like, okay, now it's time for for the fun stuff.
The gaining.
Yeah.
No pain, no gain. No, yes, it's absolutely true. I mean, it's something I struggle to remember sometimes because you, by nature, focused on negative things. So it's more like, oh, I didn't do enough pieces this year. I've been slow. I have procrastinated a lot of things. But you always struggle to recognize the positive things you did. Especially in my case, it's like I have been consistent. And it's something so huge for me that today it's still something I struggle to believe. I mean, did I really do it for 5 years consecutively? It's just insane. So yes, I know that I brought myself to these things happening. But I'm also so grateful to be seen by people who recognize my work because it's something really I don't want to take for granted.
One thing Sarah and I talked about in our first interview, and it's something that comes up a lot with artists, it's the struggle to balance the joy of creating art and the pressure of running the business side of it all. How does it feel like it's become even more of a job, even more of a responsibility than it used to be? And how do you deal with that?
Yes, that part is hitting hard, and it's really a conversation I often have with my therapist just to speak over again. I mean, it's so much responsibility, and being a person with a lot of anxiety, it hits hard. I mean, I love the direction I'm taking. I love how fast things are happening because I need that. Now it's August. I know everyone hates August, every artist, because everything is so still. You have no sparkle, no new jobs. You don't have, it's so still. It drives everyone crazy in my mind. And even though I crave relax and free time and doing my hobbies, seeing my people, at the same time, I'm like, nothing is happening. And I'm going crazy just for a month. I mean, it's a month. Enjoy the calm, especially because you need breaks. So with everything that's happening this year, It's really stressful, absolutely, and it requires, at least for me, a lot of work on myself and on my feelings, on my emotions, to stay in line, to not freak out, to not put too much pressure on me. So it's a never-ending job, never-ending work on myself.
Here's the thing. Being that busy juggling commissions, exhibitions, deadlines, it's also what keeps things exciting. It's a good kind of chaos.
But at the same time, I kind of need that. I mean, I noticed with this year that with all these things, exciting new things happening, I am more entertained. Like, I am being more active, and that brings me a lot of satisfaction. I don't know if it's totally positive, because at the same time, I'm like, now that I'm not doing much, I'm worried because I'm not doing anything. And I hate that because I deserve some rest. And I did so many things that I could probably do nothing for the rest of the year. And I would be okay with my work, because I have so many drawings done these years that I don't need anymore. So, but at the same time, I enjoyed so much seeing myself so productive, because it's satisfying. I mean, it's a proof. It's a proof you can do it if you need to. I mean, and it's also a chance to work on the fact that you will have more productive moments and less productive moments. So accepting that is it's a huge thing, because it will always be like this.
Yeah, how does that feel to see your business growing as a business? Like, okay, I get to, you know, I know it's stressful, but at the same time, it's fun, right?
Yes, it's stressful, absolutely, but I wouldn't trade that for anything else. I mean, it's something yours. That's everything. I mean, I was used to work for other people, to put so much effort into getting other people rich, basically. So it's so different that way, because you're your own boss, and there's a lot with that, a lot of responsibility, a lot of discipline that's needed, or so many things. I could talk about that for hours, maybe days. But the most cool thing is that it's yours. You feel like you have, at least for me, it's like that, but I think it's a common feeling. It's a creature of itself. I mean, you put so much effort into that, so much care, so much love, so much stress, so many ideas, so much of everything, and you see it grow. It's like taking care of a living being, like a plant, an animal, I don't know, a baby. Maybe it's too much, but you know, maybe not, because you are doing the things, the right things, to keep it growing. So it's an endless satisfaction, an endless reward. It's something I feel like I'm addicted to. I really cannot. Sometimes people still ask me like, if I have a plan B. I don't want to have one. I mean, this have to work. And if it's not this, it will be something else of my own. I mean, the sure things is that I won't be back working for other people. I really don't want to.
That kind of leads into one of my other questions, which, I mean, you've kind of answered it, but now that you've had a taste of what it is to be your own boss and to make a living off of your art, there's really no going back. You couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Absolutely. Yes. I know it can be seen like everything is perfect from outside, everything is working out. It is, in a way. I mean, it's growing, and I have been rewarded for my work, and that's absolutely crazy. At the same time, I still can't afford to pay rent on my own. So that's something I really struggle with sometimes, still struggle with sometimes. I mean, that's the biggest thing I had to go through, starting this because I knew it would take time to be able to live on my own. And that's something, it's difficult. It's hard to share this because I always fear like I am being my own judge, you know, because I feel old. I feel not old, like I know I'm still young, but, you know, still living with my mom sometimes can be, it's something I would have judged if I were younger, when I was younger. I mean, I have been wanting to live of my own since, I don't know, 16, 18. I stayed away for a couple of years because I had a job to do. And then I went back and I tried to put myself in a position where I did a job that I liked. So I had to study for that. That was another period of my life where I said to myself, wait a little bit more, it will be worth it. It wasn't the right job for me. So I had to do that all over again with this thing. But I don't want to be misunderstood. I really am so much grateful to my mom to be so supportive of this, because I literally asked her at some point in my life when I realized I wanted to try this, like, would you be okay with me living with you for a few years more? Because, you know, there's so much more going on about this that I won't get into. But I really feel super grateful about that.
It's incredibly inspiring to hear from someone like Sarah. And, you know, to have known her since so early on in her career. Often we have guests on who've been creating art for 20 or 30 years. But watching an artist grow in real time, it's a completely different experience. The ups and downs, the doubts and the small victories and the big ones, it's all very fresh in their minds. And hearing what it really takes, how much effort goes into it, but that it's still possible, that gives me hope, and I hope it gives you all hope as well. Sarah's been working her butt off, pouring countless hours into her craft, bending over sheets of paper until her hands cramp. And now we're starting to see that effort bear fruit. She got some really exciting projects in the work right now, not counting the two amazing shows she's already done. And of course, I'll be keeping you all updated as these projects roll out. If you want to support Sarah, you can collect her original drawings and prints through her own website, as well as on MiredIsrael.com, or from any other gallery where she's exhibiting her work. All the important links for all of her shows and everything else will be in the description of this episode. I want to thank you all for listening. As always, you keep the show going. This whole year has been a struggle keeping up with the busy schedule and trying to get more than one episode out every month. I've been luckily to at least get one. I'm already working on the next one, so there will be a second one this month, and there should be two next month as well, and as well for December. But I got a lot of big things happening coming up this year. More prints, more podcasts, and just trying to do everything the best I can with what I have available to me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy this show. And I'm going to keep working my butt off to try to make it the best I can. So I'll see you in the next one.